Responsibility is knowing and doing what both God and others are expecting from me. Someone asked Daniel Webster, "What is the greatest thought you've ever had?" He said, "The most awesome, the most terrifying, the most shattering thought I've ever had is my personal responsibility to God." The Bible makes it clear that we are each responsible for five things. Each one of us as Christians will be held responsible for every thought, every word, every deed, every attitude, and every motive. Motives are what empower and drive us. They are why we do what we do. And there are two major motivations that are at the root of each of our decisions: the desire of gain and the fear of loss. God has set these two motivations to bring us to Christ. There is the desire of eternal life, and there is the fear of eternal punishment. There are also three levels to this set of two motivations. The first level is a very selfish level. That is, the desire for my personal gain and the fear for my personal loss. This is where most of us are at, and it's the cause of all kinds of conflicts in marriages and families and churches. The second level is a little more mature. That is, the desire for the gain of others and the fear of their personal loss. This level makes for strong relationships and strong marriages and families. But there's a third level, and this is the highest level, and that is the desire for God's gain and the fear of God's loss. This is the motivation that will ultimately bring true success in life. What motivates you to do the things you do? The old missionary C.T. Studd penned the words, "Only one life 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.